Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. He's even early. How good is this guy? He is going to be holding the Carson Wentz AO1 charity softball game 10 days from now, May 31st at Citizens Bank Park. Tickets and information at 94WIP.com. Carson Wentz on the line is Carson Wentz. Hi, Carson.
Morning, Angelo. How we doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Carson, I know you had an issue last year. Are you going to play in this game this year?
You know, probably not, just because, you know, I'm going to be coaching and trying to manage all my teammates who, you know, might get out of hand if not. So, someone's got to take control of them a little bit. So, I got my hands full coaching.
All right. But if you had to, could you hit a ball? If you were in batting practice, could you hit a ball over the wall at Citizens Bank Park?
Boy, I don't know. It's been a while. I'd like to think I could. Once upon a time, I could. But maybe I'll give myself a couple hacks in batting practice this year and find out.
Well, people, get out there, get the tickets. It's for an amazing cause. Carson, what will happen with the money you guys raise for this event?
Yeah, so we have three main ministries that we, you know, donate and that we use. So we have the sports complex in Haiti that is being built as we speak, and then we have the TKC food truck, Thy Kingdom Come food truck, local to the Philadelphia area, that goes around and just distributes free food to anybody and everybody, and that's been a really cool blessing to this city, and seeing people's response and support to that has been amazing. And then we have our outdoor ministry, which takes place really all across the Midwest, which is just getting kids from that have suffered from childhood illness or different things. I'm getting them in the outdoors and getting them on hunting trips or outdoor camps and those types of things. And so it's a very diverse ministry that we have, but it's pretty cool. I'm just seeing, you know, kids and just everybody's lives change through the different missions that we have.
All right. Now, I just got to say, I've been doing this a long time. You have managed to bond with the city of Philadelphia amazingly fast and very deeply. During the past couple of years where you've had to suffer through tough injuries, have the fans supported you? Have you gotten a lot of social media from them saying, keep your chin up, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, the fans have been awesome since, you know, like you said, since I got here. I felt embraced. I felt like home ever since I got here. I realize there's a lot of, you know, so-called pressure and expectations in this city, but I love that. I wouldn't have it any other way. So, you know, going through the injuries and all that stuff, I mean, I would say I'm not really on social media, so I don't really know. I mean, I'm on there posting, but I don't really, you know, scroll through and see what people are saying. But when I see people out in public or just, you know, everybody that I interact with, I mean, it's been nothing but positive and supportive and encouraging. So I love it here, and it's been great.
When I was watching your news conference, Jesse, I'll tell you what come across to me, Carson, how much you love playing the game of football. It really is important to you to be on the field playing that game, isn't it?
Yeah. No, you know, I think it's such a blessing. Just playing this game that I grew up loving, and you know, especially when you go through injuries and you have to, you know, miss some time, you know, you definitely cherish the times that you do get to be on that field and that you are feeling healthy.
Right, and I'm getting the sense that you've changed a few things to try to stay healthy, a lot more with nutrition and sleep. Could you talk to us a little bit about that game plan and how you came up with it?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been. Always thought I was a pretty healthy individual, but, you know, being hurt the last 2 years and just, you know, finally being established here in the league for a little bit, I just want to find an edge, you know, whatever that edge looks like, from training, from sleep, from nutrition. You know, you hear a lot of times that other guys, older guys, you know, specifically at the quarterback position, do that throughout the years. And so for me, that was this offseason, just kind of diving into that. And I'm not going to get into specifics of everything I do, but it's just, really trying to look intently at anything I can do to stay healthy, to get healthy, and then to stay healthy for a long time.
True or false, number one reason you've had these injuries is bad luck?
I mean, I would say true.
Yeah.
You know, it's just part of the game, you know. You know, you look back to the ACL and LCL, and you know, it was just diving into the end zone. It just was a kind of a fluky situation. I've taken much worse hits in my career. That one just happened to hit it in the right spot and everything. So it's just part of the game, you know. And then last year with the back, I think, is a culmination of, you know, some of the knee and some other things. So, you know, it's part of the game, and it's an unfortunate kind of crappy part of the game. But like I said, I'm trying to find a way to just stay healthy for the duration of my career. And whatever that looks like, I'm gonna do everything I can.
All right. Now that it's passed, we could actually talk about what you were experiencing a year ago at this time. All right. And this is what I'm very interested in. You had the knee brace on, and people were saying you're going to be 60 or 70%. How restricted were you in the early part of that season after you did come back?
You know, I don't want to use any of it as an excuse or anything. For me, it's weird wearing a knee brace. You know, you feel like you got a weight on your leg type thing, and maybe just limits a little range of motion and all of those things. But I wouldn't say, you know, it changed me a ton as a player. It just almost, if anything, mentally was just something that you had to just get over and get used to. But I felt confident when I was out there wearing it. You know, I didn't love it. I thought it was a little uncomfortable, but I thought it was good enough, you know. And so I definitely don't think it really limited me much. And when I was out there last year, I felt fine wearing it.
All right. And but it did feel pretty good yesterday without it, didn't it?
For sure. Yeah. No, this whole off season, the plan was to not wear it. And I've been training, working out, running, throwing, doing everything without it. And it's feeling strong.
All right. When you got out there yesterday, you looked around and you found some new weapons, right? You got some new running backs. You got Deshaun. You got a rookie receiver who looks really good. Tell us a little bit about the new weapons you have in your arsenal right now.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, go out and, you know, draft a couple guys. You bring in Deshaun. You bring in Jordan Howard. You know, on top of the weapons that we already had around here, that's exciting. You know, I think for me, my job this year, and obviously we're still a ways away, but it's just to find a way to get the ball in all those guys' hands and distribute and almost be like a point guard out there, just because those guys all have the ability to run after catch and get open early. So it's going to be fun. You know, it's going to be fun. And, you know, I'm still feeling out some of the younger guys and new additions, finally getting out on the field yesterday for the first time against the defense. But, you know, there's a lot of talent on this roster, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
Does it help you a lot, Carson, that you got a guy that can stretch the field the way Deshaun can?
I think for sure. You know, I think the best thing about Deshaun is, A, he's a great teammate. Just getting to know him already, you know, I'm excited to work with him. But, B, whether he's catching the ball or just, you know, pushing the defense off, he's going to open up so many things in our offense for underneath guys. And, we always talk about that every year, but to have a guy – with the track record that he has in this league, that'll get the respect from safeties, from corners. I think it'll just add a dynamic element to our offense that'll really help us.
All right, perfect weather conditions. You drop back, Carson. How far can you throw it downfield?
I don't know.
70?
We'll find out.
70? I think we're going to find out with Deshaun this year. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, we'll find out. I got to get it up early for Deshaun. He can fly.
All right. I want to know. Also, you got a new lineman, Andre Dillard. First impressions of that young man?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about him as well. Just obviously coming from a school that takes pride in their pass blocking and everything. So, you know, a little selfishly, I know he's a really good pass blocker and really fundamentally sound there. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, I think he's got a bright career and, you know, another guy that is a great dude, seems like a great, great individual. And I think he'll be a great fit for our offense and for this team.
All right, Carson, I know this is a hard question, but fans are very excited about the depth of this team, the roster of this team. Do you think this team is comparable in talent to the team that won it all 2 years ago?
You know, I never want to get caught up in saying anything like that. I will say it's a very talented roster. You know, you can look at it right now, and you know, we're just going through OTA, so you know, there's still some sloppy play out there and things that we got to clean up. But if you just look at the individuals, I mean, we have a lot of talent on this roster, and we know that. But we also know it's much more than talent that wins championships. So we got a lot of work to do, a lot of bonding and chemistry to build. But, you know, we're excited about doing that, and I think we have the culture to do that.
Last question here. I'm very, very interested in this because you're working with rookies here this year, and you're a team leader. Rookie comes up to you, Carson, goes, could I have a little advice? What's it like when you first start out at the NFL? What do you say to him?
Yeah, I tell him, you know, mentally to be ready for the long haul. You know, that rookie season just from senior year of college, all through the draft, combine, all that fun stuff, right into OTAs, and then through the quick little summer we have. I just told him to find time when they can to just breathe a little bit. If that's, you know, on a weekend, just getting away and just relaxing, just because it is a long season. And then I just tell them to not try and learn everything at once. You know, it's a new playbook can be overwhelming. And, you know, especially when they just kind of get thrown into the mix with the older guys, they're trying to learn the whole playbook all at once. And that can just be so overwhelming. So I just tell them to just learn small amounts at a time. And, you know, I'm excited for these guys. I know what it was like. It is a grind. Going through that rookie season, but, you know, you definitely enjoy it along the way.
All right, everybody listen. The AL1 charity softball game is May 31st, Citizens Bank Park. Go get your tickets now at 94WIP.com/Carson Wentz. Carson, if this city had one wish, it's for you to have a healthy year because we know you'll be awesome. We wish you nothing but the best.
I appreciate it, Angelo. Thanks, man.
Carson Wentz with some great insights, Al. Into what's going on. He knows he could throw it 70 yards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, he doesn't want to.
No, the thing, what he said that was interesting, though, is you got to get rid of it early.
Get it up in the air.
You
got to
get it up in the air and then let Deshaun run down. He has had some fast guys, but he's never had Deshaun fast. Right? That's 4-3 fast. Yeah. And they said, Al, they've timed Deshaun, and they're saying he's just as fast as he was when he was here the first time. I don't know how he did that. Because he's like 31 or 32 now, but he's still super fast.
When you're that fast, you don't get hit as much.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, Ram, the other thing is, it's just exciting to know that it could happen at any time.
When I was watching footage of Deshaun yesterday, that's what made me I went,
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier.
And let me just say now, there will be tons of angst associated with it. There will be all sorts of little nicks and issues. And,
yeah, so what?
And he'll be. And the truth is that when the big moment comes and he's running downfield, you're not going to care about that. You're going to care about that long pass and him catching it, running toward the end zone, dancing around a little, teasing you, throwing
falling
off Merrill Reese, and then going in the end zone. But it's great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.